Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Introduction. I was 19 years old when I stepped up to the starting line for my last college track race with no clue that my life would be forever changed. On that auspicious day, I managed to settle down, show up, and with surprising grace, sail across the finish line in record time. In 2 minutes and change, I went from ordinary runner to elite athlete. In a flash, I experienced a surge of strength that didn't come from merely trying harder, but instead seemed to emerge from a place where I felt clear, powerful, and fully alive. Prior to that race, I rarely took the time to properly prepare for competition and often crawled to the starting line, crippled with pre-race jitters. Since it was my last race, I felt I owed it to myself to go out on top and to try my hardest to beat my long-standing personal record. And so, on this day of my last college race, I went for a warm-up jog by myself, during which I repeated out loud, "Personal best. Personal best." During my track career, my fastest race was mildly respectable, but by no means exceptional. I trained hard, but not super hard. I was competitive, but not that competitive. I was, at best, an average runner. But I knew I had more in me. My strength was there, somewhere. What I didn't know was how to access and use it. I stepped up to the starting line that day, unusually calm. I focused on the track ahead, waiting for the starting gun. Bang! I took off. On my first lap, I felt completely awake, sort of as if the lights in every cell of my body had suddenly turned on. I felt supercharged with energy. On my second lap, my mind cleared, time slowed, and I became conscious of every step and breath. I passed our top mid-distance runner, forgetting that I was supposed to be average. As I crossed the finish line, my teammates jumped on me. I had no idea why. What just happened? Personal record? What? 6 seconds off my record? Hold on. What did I just do? My first reaction was, wow, I did it! A new personal best for me! But in the very next moment, a surge of, are you kidding me? Took over my entire body. Although I felt proud of my race, I also felt disappointed that it had taken me my entire track career to find my inner strength and break my long-standing record. When the rush of excitement settled, the big questions began to mount. Why had I doubted my ability for so many years? Why hadn't I ever felt that strong in prior races? Where did that incredible charge of energy and sense of aliveness come from? And most important, how do I find it again? Deep down, I felt certain that breaking my personal record was related to my pre-race jog. Repeating personal best had settled me. I'd shifted into a relaxed yet alert state where I had no doubt and no fear. In this state, beyond thinking, I soared and I shined. Immediately, I wanted to understand what exactly I'd done to feel that awake and alive. I had to find a system or discipline to help me feel that clear and confident all the time. I knew one thing for certain. I wanted more.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play and help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.